السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تنكه المرأة لأربع: لمالها ولحسبها ولجمالها ولدينها، فاظفر بذات الدين تربت يداك. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم تر المتحابين مثل النكاح. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من تمسك بسنتي عند فساد أمتي فله أجر 100 شهيد. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. يا خير من دفنت في القاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم. نفس الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. لسيد الدرج الشريف اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praises are due to Allah رب العزہ، our creator, sustainer, nourisher, provider, protector, master of the worlds. Durood and salam, peace and salutations upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family and companions. Honorable ulama, huffaz, musallis, brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Pak has given us the wealth of iman. May Allah keep us with iman, die with iman, rise us on the day of Qiyamah with iman, and strengthen our iman so that we have the highest stage of Jannatul Firdaus, inshaAllah. We are in the month of Safar. We're not going to speak on Safar since the occasion of Nikah and Jummah is brief. But there's no such ill omen or something superstitious about this month. Three things before the main part of the topic on Nikah. First of all, we should praise Allah Rabbul Izzat for all the bounties and favors. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when you appreciate the favors of Allah, the bounties, the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases those favors out of His mercy and rahmat. And if you show nashukri, ingratitude, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, I withhold, I take this favors away from this person, I put him to a trial. Allah protect us all. We went through such difficult period and the test is not over. There's more tests coming. The test of Akhirat, there's so many tests. Now the bride and the bridegroom will say they also have a test. They're getting married. So life's ups and downs. So hymn the praises of Allah. May jahan bhi rahu, jis fiza mein rahu, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. We are Allah's bandas. And Allah's tawajjuh is on us at the moment because it is the Mubarak occasion of Jumu'ah. The day of Jumu'ah has its own barakat. Then a'linu an-nikah, announce the nikah. Waj'aluha fi buyutiha fi baytin min buyutillah al-masajid. Perform the nikah in the masjid so that the community know this person got married to that person. So we're fulfilling so many sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And through this institution of nikah, our iman increases, our taqwa increases. Some of the lessons we will share inshallah. Then the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the time of difficulty, it is mentioned, man tamassaka bi sunnati inda fasadi ummati falahu ajru mi'ata shaheed. We make niyat now, all of us inshallah, that we'll practice on the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You'll get the thawab of 100 shaheed. And through this institution of nikah, whether you're getting married now or in the future, or you got married before, whether you got married 50 years ago, to practice on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you're getting the reward of 100 shuhada and shaheed, subhanallah. And then we recite durood and salam upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recite durood sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Man salla alayya wahidan sallallahu biha ashra. On the day of Jumu'ah, durood sharif should be increased all the time. Har dard ki dawa hai salli ala. Everybody came here from work, from school, college, wherever you came from homes. But everybody got some pain. Everybody got some difficulty, some challenge. But if we keep on reciting durood sharif, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy. Har dard ki dawa hai salli ala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And amongst the advisors we hear to the bridegroom and the bride, keep on reading durood sharif. Allah protect our marriages, our houses, remove all this bala from the houses as well to bring barakah and rahmah. Then keep on reading durood sharif, inshallah things will be made easy. If one is speaking, read durood sharif. If both start speaking, what will happen? Difficulties and challenges and arguments will go and shaitan will get happy and bring about more problems. And the second wazifa, a person should keep on reading, is la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. This is by the command of Allah, what was haram is now becoming halal by the institution of nikah. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala who said, an-nikahu junnatun, it is a form of a shield, it is 45. A person lives out of wedlock in zina, whatever it is, Allah protect our youth. But when that youth spends his youth in ibadat and make his life according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him through this institution of nikah, this strengthening of iman. The whole Quran, brothers, are lessons and signs. But one ayat, I'm taking two ayats only. The first ayat is about taqwa. You'll hear in the khutbah of nikah, where the ulama speak about the essence of all ibadat is taqwa. Kaffun nafs anil hawa. This taqwa is not tangible. You cannot come to the Mawlana or the Shaykh and say, grant me 1 kilo of taqwa. You have to inculcate it. The Shaykh has inculcated, the Imam has inculcated it. Sit in the company of the Salihin, the righteous, then the taqwa will be transferred. Inshallah. So, main jahan bhi rahu, jis fiza mein rahu, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. First lesson, taqwa. And Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Nawarallahu Kalam, this is also, that jo chup kar karta hai, you can do anything anywhere else, tujhe dekhta hai koi aasma se. Somebody is looking at you from the heavens. Allah Rabbul Izzat. So the occasion of nikah is brief, few lessons. The first lesson is of taqwa. The husband and wife must say, we are getting married for the sake of Allah. We want to increase our taqwa. That is why the 3-4 ayats that are mentioned in the khutbah of nikah, Nabi SAW emphasized the lesson of taqwa. This Allah consciousness. I am getting into an act of ibadat like we're going to perform our salah. Very great ibadat. You left everything. What is halal becomes haram because now your communication is with Allah. Likewise in the institution of nikah. We are now one couple between husband and wife when the nikah paper is signed and the aqd is taken. It's an agreement. It is this junnah. I will be committed to you, you will be committed to me by the reason of taqwa. First lesson is of taqwa, Allah consciousness. But there's less one lesson in that ayat, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah. Waqulu qawlan sadida. That always have a moderate speech, compatible speech, loving, enduring speech. Understand this, the husband and wife must communicate. Once Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, practical example of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We're speaking, husband, Ummul Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu ta'ala is the rawi of this hadith. She says that we were communicating at night. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala came for some need. That is the father-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, her father. He made salam. But when he entered, he saw the faces red. They were arguing about something. And he picked his hand in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine the father-in-law. To slap his own daughter. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam held his hand. He was rahmatul lil alameen. Aaye dunya mein bahut paak mukarram bankar. Koi aaya na magar rahmat alam bankar. People have come and walked on this earth, but nobody came. Rahmatul lil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif. Even if you recite 10 times, 100 times in this Jummah of ours, inshallah it will increase our iman. Perfect example. My Allah is watching. They were arguing. She was actually raising her voice. So her father has the right. The husband also has the right. But Nabi of Allah held him. And then they spoke. Sayyidina Umar had that need. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala had a need. He didn't even ask. Oh, Abu Bakr, at this hour. He said, oh, Nabi of Allah, I had a need. He said, ask. He looked at his daughter in an angry mode, but he went away. He excused himself. Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you lucky I saved you too. You lucky I saved you. Your father would have hit you. He has the right. After some time when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam after a few days met Abu Bakr Siddiq, he said, you welcome home. You got a need, come home. He could have met him in the street, could have met him at his house, could have met him in Masjid Nabawi, alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq came radiallahu ta'ala and asked, O Nabi of Allah, how is my daughter behaving in your house? Because the other day I came in, she was very angry. He said, yes, I come to know. When she loves me, she says, Wallah, Rabbi Muhammadin, she takes my name. But when she's angry, Wallah, Rabbi Ibrahim. So we're teaching a very big lesson. I'm just going to go through some of the lessons. I'm not going to give all. There's no ideal marriage. Brother getting married and the sister getting married. We have to make it work. And there's no perfect guidebook. Like one person came to a Maulana. He said, I'm going to attend a 3-day workshop because I'm going to get married. So the Maulana said, MashaAllah, very, very good. You're going to attend a workshop. They will teach you everything. More or less. They'll even give me a guidebook. He said, yes, what will happen? The men will work and the women will shop. That's the workshop. Brothers, follow the practical example. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq came in. O Nabi of Allah, how is my daughter? Said, yes, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, oh my Abi, he respects me more than everybody else. He loves me more than everybody else. And he cares for me more than everybody else. And she loved him the most. 2,210 ahadith are quoted by Ummul Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. She was the master of hadith. She was the faqiha of the ummah. She was an alima and hafiza, whatever you want. What the lesson is, Allah consciousness, be practical in our homes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, our Shaykh has mentioned this in his kitab, is diwaji khushgawar, is diwaji zindagi. When you come home, the first thing is make salam. The husband works outside all day, roti, kapra, makan, whatever you're working for. But when you enter home, forget all your worries, don't come with all the stress inside the home. Because the wife is waiting for you whole day, she is in the house preparing the meal. She has to have a countenance face. Also reciprocate the salam. And the Nabi of Allah smiled. And sometime the Nabi of Allah hugged me. Sometime the Nabi of Allah kissed me. Sometime he kissed my face. Sometime he kissed my forehead. This is the great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Through one institution of the sunnah of nikah, you're bringing alive so many sunnahs. How many of us have done this? If you married for 30 years, 40 years, do we ever kiss our wives on the forehead? Do we ever kiss our children on the forehead? This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Hazrat Ali and Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha were getting married, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at the courageousness of Sayyidina Ali. He knew him well from childhood. He knew his sifat and qualities. And he told to Ali radiyallahu, he knew his daughter better than anybody else. She's not troublesome. But when she gets married, she's going to be your wife, but she'll still remain my daughter. So Hazrat Ali was worried. Said, yes, she's in your nikah. But oh Ali, do not trouble her. And do not get married to anybody while you're married to my Fatima. Because if you cause Fatima radiallahu anha pain, you're causing me pain. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anha, they had beautiful children. But that was the quality. You're looking for a spouse. This is the quality of a husband. This is the quality. All the qualities are mentioned. The sifat of respect. The sifat of tolerance. The sifat of wafadari. Amanatdar and trustworthy. This woman at home, the wife is now going to be, she must be responsible at home. Whatever to be clean herself, to look after the belongings, to give sadaqah. It is said in one hadith, my time going to be up, but just briefly. That if a person gives dinarun, man anfaqa fi sabilillah, you get sawab for what dinar you're giving, gold coin you're giving, or rands or dollars you're giving in the path of Allah, you're getting sawab. Wa dinarun anfaqa fi raqaba, you free a slave, you're giving, you're getting sawab. Wa dinarun tasaddaqta fi sabilillah, you're giving sadaqa. Wa dinarun anfaqa li ahlihi. When you're giving a dinar, a gold coin, sadaqah on behalf of your wife, and your wife has given free rein that from my money if a beggar comes, give some food, give some sadaqah, give some money. أَعْزَمُ أَجْرُهَا إِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ أَنْفَقَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ. The hadith says, what you spent on your family has more rewarding than all whatever you did before that. Subhanallah, brothers. Recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. And the last point, the lesson that I want to quote today is what brings this love and muhabbat. Go back home today, all of you that are married. Hug your wives, hug your mothers, hug your daughters, the rights are each. You look at your sheikh, the transfer of the ulum and ma'rifat is transferred to your heart. You look at your ustaz, the transfer of knowledge is transferred. You look at your parents, you get the thawab of an accepted hajj. But when you look at the wife with rahmat, Allah's rahmat, mawaddat, ma'rifat also comes with muhabbat. Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala himself said, from my signs, 6236 ayat are signs, but in one place six signs are mentioned from there. وَمِنْ آيَاتِ in Surah Ar-Rum, أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. You want sukoon through this institution of nikah. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Allah wants to put that mawaddah. What is love, affection, compassion? Wa rahmah, the rahmat of Allah descends on that home and that couple. When they look at each other with rahmat. Inna fi dhalika la ayatin liqaumi yatafakkarun. Allah himself says, those who ponder, those who appreciate the favors of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, ad-dallu ala qudratihi, the qudrat of Allah is one nikah, institution of nikah. Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. And the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tunkahu al-mar'atu li-arba'in, a woman is married for four things. Maliha, the time is up, mal for her wealth, wealth can disappear. Hasabiha, the family, family can disappear. Wali jamaliha, the beauty can disappear. Wali diniha, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned it last, but he said, fazhar bidhati din taribat yadak. Control and stay on firmness of deen. Both of them must be pious. The couple that prays together stays together. And the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his Azwaj al-Mutahharat, the children of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we make the dua for this couple. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيْنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. O Allah, make us and our spouses pious and righteous. From this union bring about pious offspring. This is way. You're not looking for a road model, you're looking for a role model. You're looking for a wife that will be the mother of your children, who will make tarbiyat of your children. And Allah reward our mothers and our wives for the qurbani behind the scenes. All of us came for Jummah, mashallah. Your wife ironed your kurta, prepared everything. That is why it is mentioned, Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. They are like garments to you. In summer you wear light garments. Your garments are ironed, clothed. It neat. She makes sure she puts the cream. Your beard is clean. Everything. She wants to see you presentable. Likewise, the wife should be presentable as well. That when the husband walks in, he must be loving. She must be caring. She must be updated for him all the time. And the last hadith, our Shaykh always says in the institution of nikah, tahaddu tahabbu. Keep on giving hadiya. You gave all the hadiya in the nikah time. Now you forgot about the wife. Say, take one chocolate, take one ice cream, buy something if you went for some business to buy something and come and give it. He said, that will create more muhabbat. And in the house, have dua, have mashura, have ta'aleem. So that when the tarbiyat of the children is made, this is my home, this is my sanctuary, this is my kingdom. The husband will be like a king and she'll be like a queen. And the last story I want to quote, Hazrat Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu ta'ala asked, O Nabi of Allah, your jannat, jannat al-firdaus, jannat al-adn will be so high. What if I am in some part of jannat low? Look at this, the wisdom of Hazrat Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala. Give courage to our mothers. He said, Aisha, there's nothing to worry. Because not only the men will get married to the Hur, Hurayin. Isn't everybody like that? But the Hurateen, your wife was obedient to you. She will be your wife in Jannah. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, O Nabi of Allah, if I am in the low part of Jannah and you are in high part of Jannah, plus you have several wives, where will I be? He said, Allah will make it such that if the husband is in highest part of Jannah, oh Allah, they will be united on top. And if it's vice versa, if the wife was more righteous and pious than the husband, and if she is on top, she say, oh Allah, where's my husband? So himmat rakho inshallah to the married couple. Allah bless them, Allah protect them, Allah keep them with afiyat and salamati. And we must don't make noise in the masjid. Barakallah wa baraka alaykuma wa jama'a baynakuma bil khair. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.